Unless you go to the beyond, you are still on the horizontal plane, and in the common world. I participated with Landmark Education in all kinds of positions: participant, coach, trainee, leader. After 26 years, I quit. I quit for the same reason I quit Emotions Anonymous and ACOA, Adult Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunctional Families. I quit because they were stuck. Stuck in the ordinary world. Stuck in the ordinary mindset. The participants, the leaders. They never moved out of the deep misery. So they were going back, year after year, end quote, sharing end quote, the same stories with the exact same words, with the exact same emotions they shared the year before. Nothing changed for them, while I managed to unstuck myself, one end quote, story end quote, at a time. I left, because I thought I knew it better. But I only knew the end result. My end result. And I didn't really know how I got there. And therefore I could not take you there with me. It took another 5 years to, hopefully, be able to say, I now have all the steps that took me there. I can take you there. And not lie, not exaggerate, just take you there. Yesterday I had a call with a one-time student of mine, who left my programs to participate with Landmark Education, back in 2014. And she is coming back after 6 years there. She did every program, some several times, spent tens of thousands of dollars, and she came back exactly the same as she was when she left in 2014. Not happy, not joyful, not free. Is it Landmark Education's fault? Is it her fault? No, when you are not able to connect to the beyond, then you are stuck on this side. What is beyond? Beyond is nothing woo-woo. It is like walking through a wall, a one-way mirror, penetrating a paradigm that is beyond what is available to you, to the current culture, using the currently available tools, perception organs, thinking modes. Breaking through like Truman did in The Truman Show. Broke out of the limited stage of his existence. The giants we are all so proud of, Albert Einstein, Madame Curie, they got a glimpse, in their dreams, in some altered state. And brought what they saw into the current paradigm, but didn't alter it a bit. You can pull in quat, beyond in quat, knowledge into the ordinary, and turn it into ordinary too. Some giants of science, like Isaac Newton, got their beyond knowledge from the Kabbalah. And like Einstein, they dragged the knowledge into the ordinary, and made it part of ordinary knowledge. The ancient Kabbalists spent their entire day being connected to a higher paradigm, and there was no dragging, they lived in the vertical, the higher paradigm. Kabbalah was forbidden to 99% of the population, you needed to be qualified to gain access. It was considered secret and occult, because of the knowledge being so beyond the ordinary. The weak can go mad from living in two paradigms, and have no one to talk to in the lower, where anything you say sounds weird, or illegal, or stupid, or arrogant. By some, Kabbalah was also considered sorcery. But it isn't, not as far as I can tell. In 2003 I started studying Kabbalah. The Kabbalah Center lifted the access requirements and made it available to all. I lived far from a Kabbalah Center, so I was assigned a communicator. I honored her as my teacher. I am an atheist, but I didn't fight the terminology that suggested that there was a creator. That sounds like a person, doesn't it? I didn't fight it, I didn't resist it, I just allowed it. Whatever you allow to be, allows you to be. So I was okay. Nothing much happened for me until one day, back in 2007, my communicator, Sivan, suggested that I can connect to the Creator at any time. The Creator is like a wall socket, I can plug myself in it, like an appliance, anytime. Yeah? And with that I connected. I was connected, and my communicator wasn't. Interesting. Then, the same year, I went to a Kabbalah Center New Year's event, Rosh Hashanah, and realized that even the leaders of the Kabbalah Center are only talking about connecting, and going to the source. I pondered that incongruency a whole lot. I wondered if that was because I was an empath? Because I learned to feel, distinctly, every inch two of my body, accurately, through 3 years worth of pantomime training? But I could tell that I was connected, and she wasn't. And I started to revel in that connection. It was a lot like a gateway to the beyond. The biggest difference between the two paradigms is not as much what's in it, but how you look at it. Not the what but the how. I could look at something, and could see it, feel it, and not be attached to it. See, for example, that someone was angry at me. Which happened a lot. And I could be not affected by it. It was their anger. And they were affected, not me. Of course some emotions, some reactions from others are still affecting me. So unless you can clean up your past, and look at the incidents there with sober eyes and see that there is nothing wrong there, even though something's hurt, or stung, or offended you, scared you. Hurt, stung, offended, scared don't equal wrong. Wrong is a value judgment, and it gets anchored and pulls you out of peace, love, joy, and into the dark side. Let me give you an example of a current occurrence that obviously signals that something in my past hasn't been resolved, that there is something wrong still in my past. I live in a two-family home. There was no tenant in the downstairs apartment for 3 years. I was here alone. Last summer the landlord moved his daughter and her boyfriend in, and I have been struggling with something ever since. I am afraid to fall asleep while they are up and around. I am afraid for my life. As ridiculous as it sounds. And when I look, that was true for me all my life. I could only fall asleep if no one was around. My guess is that something happened in my early childhood that scared the bejesus out of me. Here is another one, also unresolved. It was bitter cold and snowing heavily on Wednesday, and my heart was misbehaving. I have a damaged and enlarged heart. And it told me that if I walk to my exercise class I'll fall over dead. So I called for a ride, but it was uncertain if my message got heard, so I had to make several calls. Then the driver said that he wasn't sure if he could get up the hill because the streets were very slippery. I walked down halfway to make it easier for him. But by the time I got into the van, I was clear. I touched on something very painful and unresolved, because I was sobbing. Let me get back to the original topic. Because of my connection to Source combined with my abilities as an empath, I am continually and guided beyond what is ordinary, what is known, what is accessible to people who are not connected and are not empaths. Once the knowledge is brought inside the current paradigm, it is usable for everyone. For a long time I dreamed about being the one who forwards landmark education, so they can actually keep their promise to take people to living a life they love and they live powerfully. But like any inquat, authority inquat, like the medical establishment, like science, landmark education wasn't open. And for a long time I harbored resentment. Imagine a company who can teach 1 million people a year, taking on my methodology additions to landmarks, it would start inquat, bush inquat, fire and have the potential to take all of humanity to the evolutionary level of human being, or if not that, to the level where they can live a life they love, and live it powerfully. Compare that with my 10 to 15 people a year. But, of course, it is easier to test out, experiment, with 10 to 15 people whose biggest fear is that I'll let them go. Imagine that. They are on the warpath with me, and will be the new humanity. No doubt about it. I have noticed a definite shift in the attitude this past week. Some people have now gone beyond their own needs, and have taken on leadership, ownership of the other. Their partner call partner, their whole group. I am in awe. In one of my previous articles I was quoting a famous architect I had never heard of, end quote, I have always felt if you know what you're going to do in advance, then you won't do it. End quote. Had I known that we'd get here, I probably would have forced it prematurely, instead of allowing it to emerge on its own accord. Are we there yet? No, not yet. But now enough people have seen the light to consider that we will get there. Now, I am talking a lot about being connected. Is that a requirement? No, says Source. Was it a requirement for me? Yes, says Source. Why isn't it a requirement? Because once I bring in the new knowledge from the beyond, it becomes part of the current knowledge, it becomes part of what you can see and do. You don't need to go to the beyond yourself. There are a lot of people who come to my site to connect to Source. Most unsuccessfully. Some of them ask for their starting point measurements, and when they get it, they complain, end quote, I have been connecting several times a day, but my numbers didn't get better. End quote. In some cases their numbers got worse. Why? Because unless you have eyes to see, you won't see anything in the beyond. I did, because 1. I am an empath. 2. Because of my 26 years immersion into the vocabulary and distinctions of how the human mind, the human machine works, through landmark education. So I have a foundation that you probably don't have. So you won't know what you are seeing. And therefore it is useless. On the other hand you fancy yourself as special, which you are not. When you fancy yourself anything, your about me score is too high for you to live in the world effectively. After all in life, in reality, you are not more than a dot. In the areas where things are about me, falling asleep with neighbors downstairs, or asking for what I cannot provide for myself, like a ride, I am ineffective. In those instances my about me score is high, and I endure suffering while producing no results. In the areas where I can keep a distance, where I have a preference instead of a need, a want, a have to, or a should, I can be powerful. Like with my health. Like with eating. Like with exercising. Like with teaching. Like with giving feedback. Like learning to be kinder, gentler, softer. Because there, in those areas, I see nothing wrong, there is nothing to fix. There is no hurry, there is no forcing, and there is no tension. I can love life, including the areas where there is work to do, and I can be powerful. The opposite of powerful is not powerless, it is forceful. Powerless is a state of mind and you can change your mind about it at any moment. Okay, enough talking. If you want to know where you are standing, and if you have enough energy to do the inquat, work inquat, let me muscle test the 33 measures I currently offer, for a measly $15. And when you get it, fight the urge to think that there is something wrong with you. You are where you are for a reason. The reasons are spelled out in the starting point measurements, and in your health measurements, that is offered, as an option to add behind this link below. Get your starting point measurements https://yourvibration.com/1/starting/. P.S. After listening to some more partner calls, I can see that there is a cultural beyond, and then there is a personal beyond. And then there is the beyond. We cannot go to the beyond, it is beyond the physical world. I go to the cultural beyond and come back with goodies. And you can go beyond your personal limitation, either in actions, capacities, or in breaking out of the inquat, ditch inquat, that you have lived until now, the binary, the systemic judgment, the right-wrong, loved-not-loved, love-hate, smart-stupid, Kankan paradigm. The ditch. Thought that clarification of the beyond was due.